Wait a minute.
Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes she's here, you can take a break. From a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the ass, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Medium. I'm a counselor, a nurse, and a life coach. And I got all kinds of degrees behind my name. And I know Susan is listening, and so is my guest, and they do too. And I do this for a living. So you can get a hold of me. I have Skype, I have Facebook, Which is a sore subject with me right now. And I am on Twitter. So if you want to get a list of my shows and know who's coming and when they are, because they're kind of at scattered times now, then please subscribe to my channel on Blog Talk Radio. That way you don't miss a show. It'll remind you when I'm on. But I do have a fabulous guest. Oh, and let me tell you, you can also get a hold of me at BonnieAlbersOnAir.com. There are a contact pages there and a bio. And I did not put in my bio my latest endeavor, which I'm so excited about. I am writing for the magazine, PsychicInsightMagazine.com. It's a free magazine. It's all about psychic development as great people and holistic medicine, herbs, crystals, astrology. And then you have my column, Ask Bonnie. And I never thought I was going to be a Dear Abby, but hey, you know, I'm the Dear Abby with blonde hair and a sassy attitude. So if you would download the magazine and you want to ask me anything and see it in print, please go to the contact page and send your questions in. I take them, and the CEO of the magazine, Jerry Humphrey, sends them over to me, and then you will see them in print. So everyone, I am so excited and very happy to announce my guest today. He's been on before. He is HES Ultimage. That is what his YouTube name is. He's a YouTube sensation. If anybody saw him, they would know he works so different. It's crazy, crazy, crazy fabulous. His name is Hal Solomon. So I am going to introduce you to Hal right now. Hi, Hal.
Hey, Bonnie.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, you know, my friend, I've been sick for like 2 weeks, but I'm back. Now, if I cough, I'm going to need you to like cover that for me. But other than that, I am doing well. Tell me, and I want you to tell everybody, you have the most unusual. I just want everybody to go to YouTube and like your channel, because I've never seen anything like it in my whole career, and you know I found you on YouTube. So Hal, tell everybody what you do, how you do it, and how they can get a hold of you.
Okay, absolutely. So I am a tarot and tea leaf channeler. That means that I actually channel information from, okay, everybody has a different interpretation of this, spirit, higher self. My interpretation is higher self at this point, but, you know, I'm always open to interpretations. But basically, I channel information, so I pretty much get auto-writing letters pretty much drawn into my mind for certain confirmations, you know, to keep me on track when I'm channeling. I can channel in words and phrases, which is getting a lot more common, and anybody who'd followed me on my channel actually got to see pretty much my evolution, if you will, as a channeler.
When I started
my YouTube channel, I couldn't channel messages. I was very intuitive and got my guidance through, like, my gut feelings and other things like that, but I couldn't channel information through my brain like that until I think it was around March or so, end of February, and then, you know, I just had kind of get comfortable, but
Hal,
yeah, I'm very comfortable. So,
Hal, I'm going to tell you this before Susan actually gets on the line, because I know she will. You have always had that gift. It's that you were more confident, and it came out and showed you how to use it. So I knew from watching you from the very beginning, and I knew you from, I don't even think you had maybe a few viewers, well, at least a couple thousand, I guess, on your YouTube, to now you're a YouTube sensation, your evolution. But don't say you didn't have it. You always had it. It just had to come out, and they had to show you how to use it. So I think I told you that too, or Spirit actually told you, not me. I don't want to take credit for it. But you are cool, wonderful, and fabulous. So keep going.
Yeah. So and it's really more about how it manifested into different ways, because it's like, I could listen to my guidance to pick cards and stuff. That's another thing that really does set me apart. I usually leave that one out now because to me it seems so obvious, but I don't just shuffle a deck and lay it out. I choose the cards by the energy of which one's the right card for the spread and the best card of the sets. And I use multiple decks in a single spread, too, which is something that most people never do. And also now, at this point, I can even set up a custom spread in that moment and just, you know through my guidance what each part of the spread means. So it's become a lot more free-form and a lot more comfortable as I've, you know, kind of gotten more in tune with my ability to channel information more abstractly. But that said, I also do the tea leaf readings, which are almost directly channeled readings at this point.
I love those tea leaf readings, and I'm not sure I get enough of them. I know you can't drink that much tea, like here, to do everybody. but I think they're cool. So tell us how that works, because I've never seen anything like that. I mean, I know that in ancient times, and I'm talking 20 years ago, there were plenty of people who, not plenty, but certain people did have the gift back when of reading tea and some people read coffee leaves or whatever, but tea leaves, and that is the coolest thing I've ever seen, and it is an ancient art. And so tell me how you do it, and can you do it like continually?
Yeah, well, basically the way that it works is when you're doing the tea leaf reading, everybody does it differently, but this is the way I found it to be most effective is, you know, as much as you can drink the tea, I really separate the tea and the tea leaves because it's just easier. Because when you swirl the leaves around and have them, you have to drain the water out, basically. So if you're actually drinking the tea in the leaves, all the leaves are going to pretty much spill out when you go to drain the remaining water.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting you. You know what I never thought? Here, Susan's going to laugh and say, oh, that's just Bonnie. But here I thought, well, if you're a tea leaf reader, you got to drink the tea. But you're right. I mean, that's ridiculous. So go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'll drink the tea, you know, just for the sake of the fact that, because I use regular tea bags, too, is the thing. You don't have to use anything fancy. Like, you can literally just rip open the tea bag, pour a certain amount of leaves in the bottom of, okay, what might be your fortune-telling teacup? Because they sell different teacups that have symbols inside of them that help add dimension
to your
interpretations. So mine has, like, planets and certain symbols like hearts or champagne. It's a martini glass, but I always think of it like a champagne glass because it has to do with gatherings, parties, or social things.
I love that.
So they're all different types of teacups that they sell for that kind of purpose. You technically don't need one like that, but it helps diversify your, you know, your imagery and add dimension again. But that's the other thing is that now at this point, because I can channel, I can literally just pick things out from the symbols in the cup, you know, wherever the tea leaves are, it doesn't matter, and just put the message together the way it has to be. So it's like the tea leaves have become, to a certain level, less necessary. But just to describe to people the process of how the tea leaf reading really works. They sell a lot of books on that sort of thing. And I am not a person to read books when it comes to the development of my intuitive gifts, because I've always learned everything purely from my guidance.
Yeah,
and
me too.
That's how it's always worked for me. And, like, it always felt so natural and organic to do so. So for me, when I would look into a teacup and look at the shapes, I would, you know, feel the truth of what the symbol was. And, you know, once I learned to channel, I could confirm with myself, you know, what direction it had to go in. Because sometimes you'll get an image in the cup, but then you're, you know, in my case, my guidance can draw over it and go, okay, this is the part you have to look at. Like one time I had
that
out. So
this
one
symbol
that in the T didn't look like a perfect house, you know, my guidance can just draw the roof over it and go like, okay, this is the roof, this is the foundation, okay, it's the house, that's the way it works.
Oh, that is so cool, pal. That's so cool.
Yeah, and you can see anything non-traditional. I mean, one time I saw literally a human heart and then a racer inside of it, and that was like the image. And I've seen other stuff too that was really wild. Like I saw this like oil pump before. There's no rule to what you are allowed to see in the symbols. You know, and I always say, you know, to people, because I'm starting to do a little more spiritual coaching, and then hopefully I'm starting to develop a little bit of a system to that with these colored index cards I'm making to kind of help people guide themselves through their own intuitive gifts and everything.
Wow.
But I always tell people, you need to trust your own instincts and worry less about what other people tell you is the way it's supposed to be done, and understand your own truth. And,
absolutely.
And to allow that truth to guide you perfectly.
Absolutely, Hal. I mean, let me ask a question, because I want everybody, first of all, everybody needs to go to Hal's channel so they can see him, because how he works is exactly how, like, I can see him now with his brain working. So you've got to see this whole scene. Everybody go to YouTube, H-E-S, as in Sam, Ultim Age, U-L-T-I-M-A-G-E, and subscribe to his channel. Because the minute you see him, you're going to want to. And it is really a neat thing. You don't do tea readings. You did tea leaf readings, because I think you did mine like a couple months ago, or a month ago, or 2 months ago.
Exactly. I do the tea leaf readings 3 times a month for each element within the year. So like twice a year. Three times a year, your sign will get a tea leaf reading is the idea. Although, honestly, now it's becoming so, I get messages so quickly now that the tea leaf reading, it only takes me like 5 to 8 minutes to get it through now, in which case maybe I'll just start doing cards for all of them. I don't know. I mean, like, the good thing about the tea leaf one is now it's pretty much a purely channeled message, which is also pretty unique. But
that is really cool.
The other thing that that I think Bonnie was also alluding to is that because of the fact that I'm clairsentient and that, you know, energy is pretty much shot into me when I'm channeling, or, you know, my auto writing letters go off in my mind and, like, I kind of get it drawn into my mind, basically, which kind of makes me sway a little bit. You can pretty much see when I'm channeling.
It is really cute.
It's a lot more obvious when, like, when you're having a normal conversation with me, like how I'm talking now, or... because literally, I was with a friend at the Philadelphia Art Museum. I'm from Philadelphia. And we'd never seen me channel before. We met through a social group, and we just went there for an exhibit, The Impressionists. And we were at the cafe and just talking, and then all of a sudden, she was mentioning a few things. And I was like, well, maybe, like, I like to do for friends. Sometimes I carry a few mini decks, because I've got lots of those in my bag at all times, and sometimes I'll just on the fly pick out a few through there. And I literally confirmed with myself if I should read for her, and she's like, wait a second, you just did something. That was different. You don't usually look like that. So, I mean, to people on my channel, it's a common thing, but to anybody else who sees me in everyday life knows that me channeling isn't like me in ordinary mode, it's me in channeling mode, you know, and to people on my channel, they see me more in channeling mode than standard mode, but that is the reality of things.
Let me ask you a question, and so that you can also tell everybody how to get a hold of you. But what would be your favorite, like, what gives you, and I know all of it does, and there's another question I got to ask you, because do you feel people like, you know, I'm a Cancer, but you said, and I still don't listen to it because for some reason I've got it in my head I'm a Cancer, but I say I'm not, but I have so many planets in Leo, and you said...
I agree with you. I believe you're a Leo.
Okay. I do too because of my hair, but I'm going to start listening to Leo, but some reason I'm defaulted to Cancer. But when you're talking to somebody and they are a certain sign, do you get impressions that, okay... they might, that maybe what they're striving to do, but they're really a this, and you should listen to this one? Or do you tell people to just listen to their sun sign? Because, like, you know me, so you know that I have a lot of Leo in me. But do you, when you're working with people and you're working with a client, can you feel which they should be listening to?
Well, typically, when I work with a client, I just channel things directly, so I don't even require their astrological sign at all. I mean, astrologers really need that information because they can draw up a chart. For me, like, and, you know, the way that I understand how things work, it's like, if you're coming to me and I'm being called upon to give you your message, then, you know, everything's perfectly set already.
That's right.
I just know what to pick and what to do because I'm a channeler. It's kind of the best thing in the world. It's like I don't have to draw up a chart or anything. It's like, okay, your chess pieces come next to my chess piece in the board of life, and I have to set you into a particular course or give you your particular guidance to help make that decision or see through what's going to happen in a particular area of life or a particular situation.
Well,
but
I love that.
Back to what you were, yeah.
Go ahead.
But going.
Going back to what I was saying, yes, because I interrupt.
Yeah,
I know
going back
I'm
to what you were saying about the astrology thing and which YouTube video to watch, I always say to people, watch what you resonate most with. So for some people, that might be your ascendant sign. For some people, it might be your sun sign. For some people, it might be their moon sign. For me, I don't usually use my moon sign, but that's because for me, my ascendant is one of the things that I have a whole lot of planets in, and then my sun just tends to ring true, too. So for me, mine are Capricorn and Pisces, because Capricorn's my ascendant and what I would call a major in my chart, because I have tons in Capricorn and tons in Taurus. But I identify with Capricorn and Pisces. So,
yes, I can see that how. Believe me. I think I told you that. It's that. You have, like, the most unbelievable intuition. Pisces is so psychic. And then you have Capricorn. And is it Taurus that you have also?
Yeah, Taurus is my other major.
Yeah,
Capricorn
because
and Taurus,
you are.
I would call my major. And
yeah, you are.
That's not common terminology. I would just say consider a major something that you have the most planets or ascendant and everything in. So in Bonnie's case, her major is Leo.
Yeah, so I it is crazy, but I know you are so earth. It's amazing because I have no earth. Maybe that's why, you know, we're always chatting because I like feel the weight of you and you feel the air, actually the water of me. But anyway, I do want to ask you one question before we go to our first caller. And the first caller is pretty famous for me. So I am going to let you talk to her, and I hope everybody is so happy that she's on. But first, what is your favorite? And I know I'm putting you on the spot. Two questions. One is, what do you like to do the best? Do you like tea leaf readings? Do you like your readings? I'm going to tell you that I feel like you like everything, but do you have a favorite that you really resonate with?
I do like everything. However, I do know that I like using cards because I have so many different decks that I can get so many different nuanced flavors to any given situation. And it's like with the tea leaves, there's only a few things that I don't like. Number one, it's messier. I have to brew the tea. I need to pit the cup, which is what I was describing. It's like, for me, I put the tea leaves in first, then I put a little bit of water in with like a little normal kind of spoon. Because you want the tea leaves to have just enough water in them to swirl them around, but, you know, enough leaves or dregs in it to stick to the end of the cup when you drain it. So it's like it's a delicate balance. When you're first learning to do tea leaves, you kind of have to learn how to pitch the cup, as I call it. And, you know, then once you learn to do that, then it gets a lot easier. But, yeah, so, I mean, I prefer cards simply out of the fact that I can get so many more specific flavors because I use so many, God, such a multitude of decks. I probably have at least 20 to 25 in my large decks alone, if not 30. And then my mini decks, I have at least 12, 13. So,
okay, before we get to the phone, because I know I've got a lot of people that want to talk to you, Hal, or me. I'm always conceited, so maybe it's me, LOL. But here's what I need to tell you. Please tell everyone how to get a hold of you if they want. You give a plethora of readings. You do one you know, answer, and then tell everybody online, before I pick anybody up, how do you work online? Do you want them to ask you a question? Do you want to say, I want a general reading? What do you work best with, Hal?
Honestly, I can work with any of it.
Okay.
And I've always, you know, I've just been, you know, professionally coming upon, in October it'll be my first full year professionally doing this compared to, you know, when I was doing it privately for myself, which was about 2 years or so before I even, you know, stepped into it professionally. I would say, yeah, I've seen it all. I've had specific questions. I've had, you know, can I get a general energy for the coming month? Can I get, you know, a message towards, you know, how to improve things in my love life or my work life? You know, it can be as general or as specific as you want it to be.
Okay, now give them how to get a hold of you.
I'm not asking anything.
Okay, give them how to get a hold of you before I actually pick up the first caller.
Okay, so again, as Bonnie mentioned, my YouTube channel is HES as in Sam, Ultimage, that's ULTI, M as in Mary, AGE. That is also my website, so it would be HESUltimage.com.
Wow, that's easy.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like the way to get to my YouTube channel and my website is just the same name. So you would search HES Ultimate on YouTube to find my channel for all your like monthly forecast stuff. And then for, you know, any kind of personal readings or inquiries, you want to go to my website because I get my email all the time. So, like, because sometimes people will private message me on YouTube, and it's like I don't check that as often. So I always say go to my website and fill out either a contact form, or if you make an order, then you can always, you know, send through a contact form with the order too, because depending on if you have a specific question or if you get a karmic reading, because I do specific questions, I do karmic reading stuff, I do relationship stuff both for new love and for current relationships. Now I just added two new options that I never had before, which are more like what I would call a la carte readings, which are these short form readings that I'm actually offering now for $20, which is probably actually the lowest price I've ever had on any kind of reading, even since my debut, because now I can get messages so much quicker but still very precise.
Well, I am going to pick up your first caller, and everybody, because I picked up Hal, please go to his YouTube channel and check him out on his webpage. He does this for a living, and he is more than gracious to come to the show, and it's just amazing how people, you know, want to connect with my audience, and so I love that. So thank you, Hal. I am picking up your first caller. She's pretty famous, at least to me. So, well, I shouldn't say she's pretty famous. So 407, you are on with HES Ultimage. Hal, hi.
Hi, sweetie. Pretty famous. As you unmute me again.
Well, I've got to tell you, Hal, do you know who you're talking to?
I believe so.
This is Susan.
Yeah, we had so much fun. What was it, last week? That you caught up into your Akashic Records.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, awesome. Hey.
Well, guess what, Hal? I told her how fabulous you were, and now she wants to ask you some things or get a general. I don't know what you want, Susan. What do you want?
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to follow my own path here.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Well, yes, she has raved about you. And actually, the truth is that when you called in, when I'm a guest on Bonnie's show on Monday, and I really didn't know that you had a show with Bonnie, and I really was not aware, you know, of what you did, that, you know, that you came on and you were a medium and everything. So when she said, well, you know, should I want you to call in and get a reading from Hal? And I went, who's that? And she goes, that's just the guy you wait for. And I went, oh.
So, Hal, so, you're up now.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that, you know, now now you're on the spot. So what would you like? What would you like from me? I mean, in terms of information or questions or something like that, I saw your book, so I know what you're capable of. So you just tell me what it is that I need to do.
Susan, tell you one thing before you start, Hal? They're saying in chat they can't hear you, that you're muffled. Is there any way you can get closer to the mic, or you can make it closer for them to hear?
I mean, right now, Okay, tell me if this is any better.
It's not you, Hal, it's Susan.
Oh,
okay, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm in trouble hearing Susan a little bit.
Oh, well, you know, it might be the mic that I'm using. Ask him if this is any better, because I'm using a earbud versus a my regular mic headset. So I'll put the mic up closer. Can you hear me now, okay?
Hal, can you hear? They sound like you're in the bathroom, but continue, Susan. So go ahead. I can hear you. I can make out what you're saying.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I think I can do pretty well. If I need Bonnie to translate a little, it'll be okay.
Okay. Well, that shows me that I'll never use my buds again. I'll always put my headset on with my mic. So, and I don't want to take the chance of changing, because then I might lose the audio altogether. So, sorry about that, folks. So, okay. So, Hal, what do you need from me?
Honestly, you can be as specific or general as you want when you ask me a question. So, whether you want something more general, like an energy for the coming month or for a particular area of life, or if you want to ask a specific question, A-okay, whatever you want, however you want to phrase it.
Well, I do actually have a specific subject matter in mind, okay?
Okay.
I've actually been going through one of those little spiritual crises type of thing. I really kind of focused my whole life, the last 12 years, on, building up worrying about, finances and blah, blah, blah. And I realized that I had kind of lost a spiritual path, which is where my heart lies, is that being closer, to God, divine within me. And that I was kind of moved off of that path. And it's just since I moved to San Francisco, which, of course, all the readers told me that, as soon as my feet hit California ground, that all these amazing things were going to start happening. I was going to find love, and so I was going to awaken. And I did. But I awakened in a way that it was all a spiritual challenge to let me know how far I drifted from my true path. So my question is that it's not like that I'm going through a dark night of the soul. I've been through those, but I would like to have a partner to share this spiritual adventure. I would like to kind of travel the world and see all that said that I was going to do and then didn't, because of I got caught up in a ex-husband that was, well, we won't go into that. Anyway, it became like, if I didn't put food on the table, we weren't going to eat. So now, it's just about me finding that spiritual center and spiritual core, and I would like to have someone in my life to do that with. So I guess it's a dual answer, a dual question, and whatever spirit tells you about that.
Okay, cool. So I'm getting a few things, and I just want to make sure that I, adequately touch on whatever few things that I need to. So first one I'm getting is any kind of general energies or prospects around a future partner and or lover?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other one is about your spiritual path and everything like that. Would you like for me to also draw something relative to that?
Yes. I mean, it's like, because they're kind of one and the same. I'm going to do it regardless, but there's and I hadn't realized until I hit the San Francisco area that because I hadn't even really thought about having a partner until I hit it. It's like everyone said, everything just came rolling over me like a Mack truck. It is that I realized that I'm a Libra, and so I'm in partnership. And I also have a Taurus moon, which means that I like a good life. And I realized that I would like to find somebody that is set on the same conscious spiritual path with me and as my spiritual, as I make that connection again.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to start choosing cards. Bonnie, you there?
I'm here, baby. Okay. See,
okay. Awesome. Because you know what that means. So I'll take a little time.
Just,
but I've got the general thing here. So I'm going to start picking.
Okay. You let me know when you're ready. It's so funny, Susan, because I so understand what you're talking about, and so does Hal, because he was on a spiritual crisis himself. Actually, he was on an elevation in March and came out the other end unbelievably gifted, like you can't even imagine. He always was, but he didn't use them the way that he's using them now. So, and I knew that you would probably, when we're quiet, have picked that up. But I do have to tell you, I pulled two cards, which you know me and Tarot. I pulled two cards for the show, and one of them is take time for yourself, enjoy relaxation activities, and nurture your soul. Okay, well, I know you do that, so I know you walk, and I know that you you meditate. And the other one is imagination. I embrace and nourish the creative aspect of my mind. I think this is all coming back for you, Susan, and I know that it is going to be, you know, a great thing, and I know that you're going to do great things, and I can't wait to see you a year from now. So I just knew that these cards are for someone out there as well as in chat. And I do want to say hello to chat, by the way. I've got a lot of chatters, and I want to thank you for coming, and I want to thank you for being here. And Sherry, I see, and thank you, girlfriend, for the reading yesterday. And I see Walk on Water, which I love, all my guests. I see Candy, and I am so happy. I said, is it Kenji? And I thank you. And Moon, I love this. And Moon Goddess, too. I'm the Moon Goddess, so you need to give me that name, Moon Goddess, and pick a different one. I might be Moon Goddess 1, though. So,
yes, you are Moon Goddess. You are out there. There's no question about that.
Thank you, Susan. I so appreciate it. Hal, are you ready?
I'm just picking a little bit more here because I've got a few things that I wanted to touch on for her.
Okay, good. Because you know what, Susan, have you seen him on YouTube? Just to let you know, go to see how he works because it's amazing.
Yes.
So after you
yes.
have, did you see? Did you go?
Yes,
you see
I'm blown away. Just blown away. I mean, that's like there's. It's interesting because as I watched, it's like I saw trails as he moved his hands and was picking using the cards, and there was like life trails from his hands. It was really cool.
I know. Cal, I'm so happy that he's part of our family. So I can tell you that Spirit led me right to him. And they led me to a few people, you know that. I'm just so blown away. But while we have a chance too, Susan, I want to also tell everybody who's, you know, tomorrow I'm going out for my birthday lunch. Finally, my birthday's in July. My friend's birthday is in August. And we celebrated in September. Yeah. So tomorrow is my birthday lunch, everyone. I would break out singing happy birthday to me, but I'm not going to. And we are going to have Annabelle and Brenda, which are your relatives, on Friday at 3. So it's kind of a little change up in our week, and I hope everybody can join us. But they will be here because I didn't want to cancel Wednesday because poor Brenda and Annabelle, I haven't been well for 2 weeks. And it's always on a Wednesday that I have not been able to, you know, to have the show. So we are going to put one on Friday at 3:00. And then Tuesday, I think Thursday, when I come back, we've got Minnow Pond. He's also a YouTube sensation. And I think you, Susan, met him. So, and it is Chris Rack. He is also does cards, but he does playing cards. And it's amazing. I mean, these two kids are the same age. Hal, and Chris. Both of them are on YouTube, and both of them read differently and different cards and get messages.
You know, I'm always so in awe of readers who use regular playing cards. I mean, I don't know what it is about that. It's like I look at that and I go, I mean, how do you do that? I mean, because, I mean, I just think it's phenomenal. I mean, and every time I see somebody using a regular deck of cards to do a psychic a tarot, I mean, reading, I mean, it's like I go, wow. I mean, you know, people play poker with these cards, and you're, like, giving me a read.
I know. You know,
but my brain just can't get around it.
I know. Well, I've got to tell everybody, you're pretty amazing, too. I've never seen Tarot. You and Hal have a lot in common. One is that you don't throw the cards the way anybody else does. And two is you don't lay them on the table.
Hey, Bonnie.
Okay, go ahead, Hal. Go ahead, Hal.
Give me 1 second. Because I've got, about 4 little decks here spread out in front of me. So I'm just getting myself straightened up a little bit. All right.
Well, you know how what I'm going to tell you is that Susan, the 2 questions she gave you, oh my God, I'm surprised you're not using all 50 decks that you have. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I'm going through right now, it's like she's right. It's like, you know, God bless you. You know, it's like whatever runs through you, it's like I have a lot of, empathy for you.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, and I choose them by the energy, so I'm pretty much like breaking up the entire deck, laying some out. But I'm already starting with the message here, so I'll just start going forward now here. First one I'm getting is Penguin. That's clarity, and it's like that things with the love thing in particular are going to become a lot clearer once you start moving down the path a little more. Okay, give me a second. This is next. All right. Next one's Maui Discovery. So it's like I think in this case you have some more adventures. When it comes to love and everything like that. And this is what I always tell people, and I have to. It's like I've got to do this because I'm of a very different perspective and belief than some of what is taught in the New Age movement. There are a lot of people who go about, you know, twin flame this, soulmate that. I always believe that the interactions that we have are perfectly meaningful, you know, within their own moment and duration. So I would even say, you know, whether or not it's somebody that you have a long relationship with or a short relationship or many short ones or, you know, some short ones and then another long one, that it's all perfect within its own duration because people are only really brought to us to teach us lessons. And even when it comes to love and relationships, they were really only brought in to trigger us, to teach us lessons and everything like that. And I mean, so I do believe there's most definitely more there for you in the future when it comes to learning more lessons through more people. But as far as the matter of being concerned about, you know, if it's going to be a path walk together in a long duration, I think that's less critical.
I agree.
Okay, all right. And actually, because you mentioned the spiritual thing, I actually drew some of my spiritual coaching cards for you when it comes to energy signatures and chakras. So I'm starting to turn some of these to you. First energy signature that I have here, and I mean, I only pick whichever ones that are needed, but bold confident is the energy signature. So that also reflects to me, you know, how you want to be feeling when it comes to rocking your own mojo, I would say both spiritually and romantically. And if you want the, because I actually put different gemstones or crystals on these cards too, because I'm a big advocate of crystal meditation, smithsonite and Libyan desert glass are 2 of the stones that I associate with this energy signature. So if you are interested in any kind of crystal meditation or enjoy crystals in any way, those 2 would be a great place to start when it comes to cultivating that energy signature. But also considering the fact that you are very spiritual already and spiritually gifted and inclined, I would say even if you do energy work, that should be where you're placing your energy and exuding that energy.
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second. We're getting more here. Oh, wow. Okay, all right. This is getting pretty straightforward now, Susan. Chakra card is sacral chakra. Sacral chakra, in this case, it's not even just creativity and gut. I also associate with boldness, but sacral is also very sexual and sensual. All right, and I mean. And not only that, but I was always a big fan of the sacral chakra. I think it's really underrated because sacral chakra is also very confident. And I mean, anytime I would ever use orange stones, or which are most commonly associated with sacral, then like there would be that feeling of like sacral chakra stones are just very warm feeling. There's a heat to them. And actually, I would also recommend, I'm not sure if it's pronounced zincite or zincite, but it's Z-I-N-C-I-T-E. It's a less common one, but I love it. And especially since we've got sacral chakra here too, zincite kind of feels like, you know, the fire in your belly or fire in your loins, kind of like a very powerful and empowered feeling. So I would also recommend that one too.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so I would say definitely you are meant to be encountering more experiences when it comes to love and partnership, but I would be less concerned with the end game is the thing. Like, it's not about, you know, okay, am I going to grow old and or die with this person or am I going to marry this person? But it's more, let me have, like, my journeys with other people so I can continue to become exactly who I'm meant to be.
I love that, Susan.
Yeah, that's pretty much I'm going to follow my path regardless, you know, and either, you know, you spend time with me or you come with me or you don't.
Yeah, exactly.
How about finances? Because I know that was a part of it.
One second, because I didn't pull on finances.
I do have another inheritance coming in pretty soon. I think next year sometime. So, you know, I'm trying to rebuild my business up here in California, which is not going that great, but I'm not really worried about it. I guess it'll get there. I want to meet the right.
Okay, give me network. One more second because I'm spreading out my cards.
Okay, honey.
You know, what I was going to tell you, Susan, is it's amazing how we think about finances because, you know, a lot of people who are in business, they stay in business or they switch jobs to a different company. When you have your own business, and everybody knows this, and this is like business 101, whenever you leave, even if you're a Skype business or, you know, you're a internet business, it takes some time to build
okay.
the area.
I got the answer here. And it's really interesting because my guidance sent me to the other spiritual coaching cards that I have, and these ones are actually the tools, the spiritual tools. And it's so interesting because you're a spiritual person who has, you know, gifts when it comes to energy work and things like that. So instead of just picking ordinary tarot cards, these were the ones that were given to me. It's energy healing or energy work. So, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of putting your energy out there for the abundance and everything like that. And then candles, which is affirmations or purification. So I would say it's kind of like putting a prayer out there, but even more so like energetically speaking. So it's like either getting into that energy however you want to do it, but apparently for you it really is just about doing the energy work to help bring in the good, positive vibe.
Yay, Susan.
Oh, and that's the other thing that I got. With the candles, the idea was let's make it official. The idea was make it something a little bit more direct as far as like, you burn that candle for prosperity or for wealth, abundance, et cetera. Because that's the other thing. Candles to me signify a direct or, you know, very concrete affirmation that is done through, you know, for lack of a better word, through any kind of like ceremony or ritual really is the idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the idea is like because I want to or because that's what's like the right, yeah. Yeah, the right way to just kind of make that cycle work through.
Well, Susan, did you get your answer?
Yes, I did. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, honey, I am going to move to the next caller, but you know we could chat forever.
Yes. Thank you so much, Hal. You know, I understood everything that you said, and you're definitely, you know, spot on what you were, what you're picking up, because it's exactly what I have been thinking about, you know, for the last week or two, in terms of my whole energy foundation shifting again back towards where I started my spiritual path versus of, you know, how do I make a living at this type of thing. And of course, the living, when I was focused on completely being on my spiritual path, making a living was phenomenal. There was never any question about it. And then I just, and I moved away from that. And so it's what I'm trying to shift back to again.
I love that, Susan. That's awesome. Awesome, awesome. And you are awesome. So I thank you, Susan.
Thanks.
You are,
yes,
you know.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. Absolutely. Thank you very much.
I will
absolutely
talk to you soon.
And thank you. And it was awesome speaking with you. Again, but in a different capacity, if you will. The roles reversed.
Yes. And I will Skype you soon, Susan. So get your walk out of the way so you can come home.
Yes,
all right, I will talk to you soon.
Now.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You. All right, bye. Okay,
bye.
Hal, I am so happy Susan got on. She has been going through some spiritual changes. You know, that happens with all of us. I mean, especially we never stay the same, and that's what I love about the universe. We're learning lessons here. We have journeys and life paths to walk through and by and with, and I love that. And so I think people think that, you know, spiritual people don't go through the same thing. They're just spiritual, but they don't. We evolve too. So I just love that, and that's why I wanted her to get on so badly. I am going to take the next caller for you, 856. You are on with Hal. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who are we speaking to?
This is Diana. Who is this?
Hi, Diana. This is Bonnie. You're listening to Bonnie Albers on air, and you're on my show. So,
hi, how are you?
Hi. I want to introduce you to Hal. Hal, this is Diana. Diana, this is Hal. Another special person. Always.
Hi,
we have plenty of special people.
Hey, Diana. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
She lives in Philadelphia, too, Hal. Well, she lives in New Jersey.
Awesome.
I shouldn't say Philadelphia, but it's so close to Philadelphia that, you know, all she has to do is, it's Cherry Hill. So all she has to do is go over the bridge.
Oh, wow. Right. Yeah. I'm very familiar with Cherry Hill.
Uh-huh. Good.
So, Diana, what would you like to ask Hal?
Well, let me see. I think what I wanted to ask Al is I'm having some issues with my older son, and I wanted to get some feedback on that.
Okay, great. I'm going to start picking cards, Bonnie.
Okay. Well, you know, Diana's easy. Diana, I want everybody to know that I love Diana. She was my nursing school roommate and a very close friend of mine. So I've got to tell you that when Diana was dating her husband, who she's married to for, if I'm married 35 years, you're married
35. 35, yep.
Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. I used to go out with them when they were on dates, and I think I corrupted Diana. She was the good Catholic girl at the time, and I was the one that was running around half crazy. So, and another thing I wanted to tell everybody is I never, you know, Diana was in, and I always tell this story, but Diana was in this food, she was like in a food, everybody brought food one day a week, and so anybody who came to nursing school only had to cook once. Well, I never cooked. So they asked me to be in their food club or whatever, and I brought, I think I brought a box, I don't know, but Diana looked at me and said, we can't eat this, so I'll be bringing your portion for you. So poor Diana was stuck always bringing my portion of food, because I used to bring like canned and boxed stuff, and like I think I brought, what I buy, like Parmesan noodles, and that was it?
Yeah, all different things, right, right.
So I have a special heart always. Yeah. So we went through nursing school together, and Diana is got a very important job still. She is the head of pediatrics, or she was, and now she works with you work with mothers, right? You people
mm-hmm.
have just given birth.
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah, She's Groundhog's Day, but she works at a very prestigious hospital, and she is still doing what I probably always should be doing. But somebody said, oh, Bonnie, don't worry about it. You didn't make that great of a nurse. But I was a great nurse. It's just that I always wanted to do something else. But I'm a great nurse. I think so. So how are you doing there, Hal?
Yeah, I got him.
Go.
Yeah, I said I was back, and then, okay. All right. Okay.
You were just fascinated with what I was talking about, that's all. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. So this is the first impression that I'm getting.
Okay.
I have Amaterasu here, and it's the idea of, like, I'm up here, and they feel like they're down here. And it's like, okay, give me a second, because I've got to get all the other cards in here, too.
Okay.
And right now, I'm seeing the idea is that a reversal has to occur. Where, like, because that's where the dynamic is. Like, right now there's a power dynamic or something, or even if it's perceived like a respect dynamic of some kind. I'm going to give you a few examples of how this can play out, because I know that this is a really common thing for a lot of parents, where either A, the child feels like the parent has very high expectations or very high goals for them, and then the kid feels like they're on the bottom, or the reverse, where it's like, you know, the kid feels like they have to really prove themselves and everything like that and try and, like, outdo what the parent has set forth or something like that. But it's that kind of dynamic where it's like a shift has to occur. So, okay, in the event that your child feels like they're underachieving or undershooting your expectations, and you need to show them that they're making you proud, that that they're, you know, doing a good job, that you do, that you see their, you know, worth and value. If it were in the reverse, then you would need to show them, you know, hey, like, I'm trying hard too.
Right.
If they were trying to kind of, because you have the reverse situation, it's kind of that Mildred Pierce mentality where it's like the daughter wants to, like, outlive the mother's legacy and things like that, and has certain issues about their roots and things like that, in which case the issue would be then getting back onto the same level and making them see you as, you know, the human being that you are.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Okay. And give me one second. Okay. All right. Because here we go. Next card is White Buffalo Woman, Unity. And the idea on this one is, you know, then we smoke the peace pipe on things. We make everything better. We smooth things over. And again, because this is really what it's all about, because this was the key dissonance, was the idea that somebody is somehow above somebody else, even if that's a false perception. And when you bring each other back onto an equal level and look each other in the eye, that's what really heals things over.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then actually I've got another one here, and that's the Chariot. So it shows me that, you know, when you get through this process, then it's like, you make more progress together.
Okay.
And moving forward as well.
I understand. That makes sense.
That's great.
Yeah,
I
that's
hope
good.
Hal, are you, are you done with Diana right now?
Yeah.
Cool.
I really just pick as many cards as the message is necessary to come through, and then it's like, if the message is delivered, I've done my job.
Okay.
Well, Diana,
that
was pretty cool.
Thank you.
I think you got that message. So,
yeah.
I will talk to you soon. And
all right,
my
thank
love
you.
To
Have
everyone.
A good one.
Thanks,
right.
Diana.
Bye,
sweetie.
Bye.
Thank you, Diana. Wonderful meeting you.
Oh, that is so sweet. I just love Diana. I am so in awe of all the people that call in. So now we're going to go to 760. 760, you are on with Hal Solomon. Hi.
Hi, how are you, ladies?
We are doing, yes. Well, it's a lady and a gentleman, because Hal is all gentlemen.
Okay.
How are
hi,
you?
Hal. I'm good. And Bonnie, how are you?
I am much better. I thank you so much, because you know I've been sick. So I appreciate you asking. And actually, my voice is coming back. My sense of humor is like crazy. I want to break out. And I am so happy to be back. Who are we speaking with?
This is Moon Goddess. Moon Goddess, the original Moon Goddess. Two is only because Moon Goddess was taken. So I figured two is the number of the moon. I'm going to use two.
Wait a minute. I'm going to tell you how we're having an argument here. Moon Goddess
no.
is in chat.
Oh, that's okay. But I actually need a minute or two, and I'll be right back, okay?
Okay. Absolutely.
I have to tell you, Moon Goddess, you know I adore your name. I think we went through this, and I am such a Moon Goddess. And when I see you in chat and when I see your name, all I can think of is, wow, we are sister moons because this is a... Yeah, and I think our birthdays, when is your birthday?
It's July. I'm also a Cancer. We are moon children.
Yeah, but what? But we are. And I do you remember them trying to change Cancer into moon children? I kind of wish they did, but it didn't take. So I guess we're back to the Cancer thing. But, you
yeah.
know, I wonder why they named Cancer the crab. Like, why couldn't they name it like...
There's a whole story behind that, and it actually has, it doesn't have as much to do with, you know, the whole disease. And so I
yes,
want to read that again because I forgot about the details of it. But there is, yeah, and I thank you for reminding me. I want to revisit that because it's a very interesting story, which I read a long time ago. But anyway, my birthday is July 17th. When's
yours? That's right. Mine's July 14th, and you were actually, which is really interesting, you were born on my mom's birthday. So she had me a couple days before, and my mom has been deceased in 2002. And I'm bringing, this is really cool, Moon Goddess, so you might want to, I don't know that you want to come on Tuesday, but I'm bringing a special guy in. He asked if he could be on the show. He's written books on autism and spirit. So... And but he's moving past that. He does clearings. He's the most. And so he said to me, which is really interesting that you're coming on today. My mom came through. You know, I usually ask them to bring me something so that I can tell my audience, you know, how they work. And my mom never comes through. Here you're on today. I talked to him yesterday, and both of your birthdays are July 17th.
Wow.
So I don't believe in coincidences. Oh, that is so sweet. I love you too. And I am just so in awe that that we can connect. And that's why I'm so happy that I do these shows, because I'm connected to the most coolest people. And, you know, I feel so blessed. And I only wish, and, you know, again, Susan says and I'm sure she's not still listening, but she thinks that I'm greedy, I think, that I want to take this show to, like, I want to take it to CBS, NBC, ABC, Sirius Radio, so everyone can feel and experience all of my guests and all of my callers and all of my chatters, because I so want all of your voices to be heard, because we're just cool people, don't you think?
Yes, definitely. And you know what, Bonnie, that really, really comes through, because I mean, I just hear your generosity every time I tune into the show. I really hear and feel your generosity, that you're really like opening up the treasure box for everybody to kind of dig in and get what they need. So
absolutely. And I thank you, because I'll tell you, you hear the show on for 90 minutes, 60 minutes or 2 hours, depending on what it is. And it's behind the scenes that, you know, I'm putting a lot of, I try to get people who I know will relate to all of you and for you to relate to. And I'm kind of wanting to change. I'm glad you're on, because Hal, are you there?
Yeah. I thought I'd let you wrap up a little bit there.
Yeah, I am going to wrap up, but why don't you get started with asking, and then I'm going to talk to Moon Goddess, because I want to know her opinion.
Exactly, that would be fabulous.
Thinking.
Exactly. You can ask me the question so I can start picking.
Go ahead, Moon Goddess.
Okay, so my, the reason for tuning in and wanting to speak with you, Hal, today is, you know, I'm actually I feel very much at a turning point, and I've been feeling that since, you know, 2015, January, and I'm looking for my place in the world, my purpose, and I feel that I'm really close, but it's kind of has eluded me to a certain extent. And also I'm up for a relationship that is you know, far beyond what I've ever experienced. And, you know, it's just, I feel like I'm really just at the cusp of stepping into a lot of things that are great. So I thought maybe you can give me guidance in that way.
Okay, now I'm going to take over because I'm going to right, Hal? You've got it, right?
You know what? Actually, I just want to make sure that I boil it down to the right components.
Yeah.
Okay, so they said, okay, life at a crossroads, so maybe looking towards, you know, messages towards where to kind of guide yourself next, maybe. The other thing, I'm assuming, had to do with love, correct?
Yeah, correct. Life, purpose, and love.
Okay, perfect. All right, just wanted to make sure I broke them down into the right components. All right, I'll start picking.
Okay, great. Well, move on. Two things I want to ask you, a simple card for you, actually. It's called It's My Soul Journey deck. And but what I want to ask you is, because there's a new, and I know you're going to probably laugh, but Susan just got on it, and I wished I would have kept her on. You know, Susan was asking the same thing. So, you know, I don't believe in coincidences, and I believe that I say a prayer before the show asking, and it's not a religious prayer, but it's talking to, you know, our God source or you know, the universe, but whoever or whatever anybody thinks. Anyway, what I asked is for them to bring the people in that need the messages, and it seems like you and Susan have the exact same messages, so I know Hal is going to see the coincidence in this. But I have to tell you something, and then I want to ask you something. One is, you're very spiritual. I can feel it. I can see it. In fact, I probably believe that you really don't understand humans very well, because I don't feel that you actually can understand the harshness of them. And this is what's coming through from spirit. So I believe that you came from a gentler place, and you're actually here to lift the vibration, although you don't always know why you're here. So I feel that your path and journey, and you know it's already been on this, is going to be spiritual. But you're kind of at a crossroads as to what kind of spiritual journey that you need to be on. And I'm going to tell you, don't limit yourself, but I believe you're a healer. Okay, and I don't know whether it's with your words or your gift of listening, or it's actually healing through crystal, through oil, or through, I feel, meditation, and I don't know why I'm saying this, because I can't meditate, but do you work with any of those?
You know, that's interesting you should say it. I resonate with the words, when you said words, and I resonate with oils. I'm not one of these healers, a hands-on healer. That is not my specialty, or I don't believe that's my direction. But both words and oils, I very much believe in the vibration of smells. You know,
aroma,
you know,
air,
natural therapeutic fragrances, and. So those are definitely two things that I resonate with. And as far as not understanding the harshness of humans, that is so, so true. I mean, I know when a movie is harsh. I could just sense it. I don't even have to go into the theater. There's no way that I'm going to go there. There's no way I'm going to watch, you know, sometimes I've, you know, been in relationships where the man will watch boxing, and I just can't understand that. You know, just when you say that, all kinds of visions come to mind. Pictures.
Yeah, and you know what?
Okay, I'm back to prayers already.
Okay. Well, Moon Tribe, I'll be talking to you soon, so go ahead.
Sorry, I can't really time it when I'm doing the cards. Okay.
No, go ahead.
Okay, all right. Okay. Okay, this is the thing that I'm getting with love right now. Love, the card's the Fool, and it was showing the bridge, and it was kind of the idea that, you know, if you want, then it's okay, but it's really not priority number one right now. Because then I've got quite a few for your life path cards, okay?
Okay,
all right. Okay. All right, so... first one, because these are kind of in a sequence. Yeah, sequence. Okay, first one is ISIS leadership, okay? So whatever that's going to be for you, because I always tell people, it's like we have the human element. We have what I call our heart's programming, which is, you know, the things that we feel on a deep gut level or on a deep heart level that we know is right for us or that we're being drawn to, and even if we don't understand why. The leadership card for ISIS is showing me that you're going to be rising to a greater sense of either, you know, either self-realization, authority, or office in some way. And this could even be, this manifests on many different levels, you know. It could be a work thing where it's like you move up into a different position. It could be a worker life path thing where you start a business. It could be, like, really this leadership one is pretty open because it's showing that it's just you rising to a greater sense of authority in life, okay?
Yes.
The one
yes.
underneath is the Lovers, okay? This is in a straight with this, and the idea was bringing two forces or two different, it could be two different skill sets, two different parts of who you are, et cetera, and them coming together to create a great force. Okay, give me a, because now I'm getting the next one here. Okay, all right. Next one, this is going to be related to the love thing, but it has to do more with your karmic lessons when it comes to love. Next that we have here is Hidden Beauty. And the Digger card underneath is Soft, okay? This is showing me that however you perceive yourself or, you know, perceive both internal or external beauty, that you need to be a lot more gentle on yourself when it comes to self-evaluation, okay? And, I mean, I always say it's okay for people to want to change little things about themselves in whatever way that they want. But at the end of the day, we have to love ourselves for who we are, you know, and we can, like, tweak or change little things or even do, you know, little reinventions, like whether that's, you know, makeovers or a new haircut or new makeup or new clothes or, you know, for some people it's even, you know, changing certain physical attributes or something or getting into a workout routine, et cetera. But this is the part that I'm really getting with this is that, you know, it's not as drastic as you would think as far as how you perceive your own image or beauty in comparison to others, that you need to be a lot kinder to yourself because you're more beautiful than you give yourself credit for.
Okay.
Okay.
That's interesting.
With that soft part underneath, you need to be easier on yourself about that.
Okay.
Okay, and I literally got from that card of the Fool, like, it can be fun, you know, like, the dating or your love life, it can be a lot more fun, especially if you take the pressure off of yourself. And, you
uh-huh.
know, feel a little more entitled to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay, next set. Okay. Wow. All right. Coming full circle here. Really, really powerful coming through with the rest of this very karmic message for you. Last part of the sequence, raw power paired with Bayame beauty. So I always say, I only pick the cards by energy, but they don't turn out quite like this. Yeah, raw power paired with Bayame energy, beauty, is showing you the energy of how, you know, everything comes full circle with that. Once you can feel a little more in your own mojo with things, then the love stuff gets a little more easy. And not only that, but again, it's more fun because that's a problem. Right now I feel like it's not as enjoyable as it could be because of any kind of fears or insecurities that enter of, well, like, you know, let's just use some examples. It's kind of like you're out on a date in a restaurant and you go, well, I don't look like that woman, and I don't have that woman's legs, or I don't have that woman's hair. And it's like, it's not a big deal. It's like you really need to be able to give that much more self-appreciation because it's like you have perfectly unique traits, and we all do, that we should, you know, really take precious stock in instead of, you know, seeing or seeking things externally. Because we can always refine our own features and our own, it's kind of like when people say, you know, playing up your own features or dressing to your body type, et cetera, et cetera. It's like we all have, you know, a special thing. And I always say it's kind of like we're all like snowflakes, we're perfectly unique. And again, it's like we can tweak things and there's nothing wrong with that as long as it's going to make us happy. But I really think this is about how it comes to the general perception, and that the perception needs just be a lot more like pat yourself on the back a little more and don't be as hard on yourself about it. Because again, I think it's more that you're being self-critical and you totally don't have to be.
Okay.
But here's the other one. Under that raw power and Biome beauty, which shows like that full combination of like feeling good in you, feeling good about everything that comes with like inner and outer beauty, rocking it, owning it. Then underneath the digger card is the Emperor. And in this version, the Emperor is an engineer. Okay? So in this case, it really represents the idea of feeling more self-empowered. And, you know, more empowered to participate, I would say, or create your own opportunities is the idea. Because this is the other thing that can tend to be somewhat common that I've noticed in love. Like some people want for people to just come in for them, but so much of what we encounter has to do with using our human element to get our chess piece in the right space on the board. So it's like sometimes we need to take a little more initiative, but at the same time right now I feel like in your current state, you could take the initiative, but you would kind of have some self-undoing where it's like, if you take care of that one thing a little bit, it's going to be so much easier and so much more fun to, you know, take that kind of love journey and have those, you know, I would call them love adventures, because it's like, even if, like, we go on a like date that's great or if it's not so great, even when it's not so great, you have a story to tell and you have to think of things that way too. But, yeah, that once you get into that mindset of, you know, okay, I feel really good about me and what I have to offer and what I've got on the table, you know, and your hand is already shown and you feel, like, confident and comfortable in it, then, like, you know, you're in the position where you can make more happen for yourself, too, and, like, you feel more confident, you know, talking to the person that you want to talk to, you know, either, you know, online, club, it's the idea, or at a bar, or at a get-together social event. Like, you feeling more within your own mojo and element is going to make everything that much easier for you when it comes to traversing and traveling that road more. Again, it's the idea, like, once you feel that comfort in that zone, then it's like your ability to create opportunities in love becomes easier, and also to experience love in ways that you would want to experience it.
Right.
Well, I can add to that, Hal. If you are you do you have any more cards that you're going to go over?
No, my cards are all hers.
Oh, I love that reading because my interpretation and what I was going to talk to you about was more about how you once I feel that you learn what your life path is going to be about for the next whatever, it's going to make a life a lot easier. And I know that you know that it's spiritual. I love the oil. And I love the conversation. So for me, Moon Goddess, I would look into, now I don't know why they're showing me this, because it wouldn't be to me, it would be more like, okay, what they're showing me and what I'm going to tell you is this. Spirit showing me oils with little pieces of herbs in them. Okay, so that means to me it's usually either some type of like, lavender is for healing, chamomile is for sleeping, you know, so they're showing me a bunch of things that you can actually get into and talk about and maybe, you know, really start working with. You say you don't want to hands-on and you'd rather do more of aromatherapy, but you know, to put somebody in a room and say, hi, here's some lavender, you know, because I'm looking at an own business for you. So maybe, and this is really crazy, and I don't know if you have this license, and I don't know if you would ever consider this, but I am a life coach, but I've been a nurse, a life coach, and a counselor, and I'm looking at life coaching for you, intuitive life coaching, meaning how to use oils, crystals, even though you don't want to hear that, and maybe, you know, different earthly remedies to help heal in that kind of way. So I don't know how you put it all together, because I see what they're showing me, and they're kind of you, your own business, and it's all about spirituality. So I know you can do it, but I feel like you're at a crossroads. And the thing is, Moon Goddess, that if you, they're showing me, if you put one foot towards something and really make that effort, which kind of goes with Hal's reading, that everything, all the doors will start flying open. Now, I was going to tell you about, and I still am going to tell you about, Susan has the same issue, okay, in a different way. And so she just joined, and I, you know, I'm very big on putting energies forward. And I know people say, oh, I don't want to join a dating service, and I get it. But there is a new couple new spiritual ones that have really rocked some socks, even friend-wise. And one is, it's called The Consciousness or consciousness.com, and it's from all over the world. So you actually meet people like-minded. So, you know, like Susan said, she just got an offer from Australia. Well, she's in California, but that doesn't mean anything with Skype and everything. It doesn't mean it's always going to be a boyfriend, and there's always plane. They're showing me this for you. So I don't know if you would consider joining something like that, or putting your energy to say that you're open to it. And that's what I'm seeing for you. But I really believe your path is what you need to start to learn and go on before you're going to do this.
Right. I agree. I loved both readings. And I resonate with getting my mojo, you know, really honing in on what that is and getting on that path and feeling my mojo. That's exactly what I would say is my priority. And yeah, and I have been doing intuitive counseling. I just, you know, have other things that I've picked up as a more, I guess, stable way of getting income, even though it's part-time. Mm-hmm. It takes up a lot of time. It's a matter of kind of really prioritizing getting my own thing started so that I can go more and more into that direction. It's really a matter of trust, but it's also a matter of clarity. As soon as I have clarity, for me, it's like, oh my gosh, there's no stopping.
Yes, that's what I say. Once you've got that foot in whatever you're supposed to be doing, and there's smatterings of it right now. So once that push goes, because I feel like you're also ascending a little bit, and Hal will know this. I feel that you're at a crossroads also with your spirituality, just like Susan is. It's amazing how both of you, I know you live, you heard her, both talented, very, very, very connected people who are at crossroads. And I feel that a lot of it has to do with how life and actually the energies in, if you listen to astrology, what's going on in the sky. And I don't think it's going to be long. I think the shift is coming for a lot of people. I see the beginning of October as starting to clear that shift, maybe by the mid-October. But you're dabbling your feet into the things that you really need to see right now. And when that shift stops, starts, because you're shifting right now into a different energy field. You are going to go full blast, and I do believe, and it's weird because I've never heard Hal bringing in crystals to the show, and he's done a show before. And what's really interesting is crystals is all about energy, and energy is what we're talking about. You think about oils, crystals are colors, and actually earth elements. Just like oil. So I would so suggest, if you're not doing it, I feel you already know that bringing the elemental all together is where you're going to have your biggest push.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. I love color. I love a smell. I like to engage all the senses. I love empowerment. I love raising vibrational frequency. I mean, all the things that you've talked about is exactly what I keep
feeling around me, it's just like, wow, that's a lot. How do I bring it all together? How do I brand myself? What is it? So,
well,
the whole image of ISIS is like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm feeling too.
I'll tell you, this reading for you was, I hope, very powerful, because I'll tell you my, we have 4 minutes, and so I'm going to tell you this. 2 years ago, okay, I was in coaching and life coaching and all kinds of stuff, and I didn't quite know how to get started because I had been a nurse for so long, and I got a call saying, you're going to be on the radio, and I'm like, what? And they said, yeah, you're going to be on the radio. And I'm like, really? And I'm thinking, wow, you know, I always wanted to be famous. And that's, but I never, you know, never thought, never would have done it. Okay, so the person that put me on the radio, I had such a big following in a short period of time that they asked me to leave. And so I had no choice but to start my own show. And so why I'm telling you this is, you never know where that push or where that your own is going to lead you. But I really feel that you will know very soon. I don't think the crossroads are going to last much longer. I feel like maybe mid-October you're going to have some definite ideas. I think what you need to do, and this is just me, you know, hearing spirits, what isn't just me, but you need to look at pulling all the things you're dabbling in together and making it work versus, okay, I like oils, okay, I like energy, okay, I'm going to do this. And Isis is a very powerful goddess. And, you know, use that energy. It's all about feminine, the feminine, you know, wonderful, uplifting energy of that. And start putting it together, because I think you're going, it's they're showing me, it's like a clip. They all come together and boom. So, you know, let me know, because we are...
I will.
We're all so interested in this.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you, Bonnie.
You're very welcome. Have a great day, Moon Goddess. And just remember, I share your name.
Yes, I'll remember always.
All right, thank you. All right, bye. You know how we have had so many callers that we couldn't get to, and I know you're coming back, but I got to tell you, I have 2 minutes, and I want to throw this out because I've got a lot of hopefully listeners still, and for these 2 minutes and a lot of chatters, I am thinking about putting on a night show, and I'm kind of spirit. I'm in the middle of a spiritual crisis too. And that is that I know the show has to evolve, but I'm not sure where I need to evolve it. So I'd love some feedback. I can't get it, you know, in chat, because it just isn't going to happen. I can't read chat, talk, and be in the ethers. So if you all go to if you would like to leave me any type of message, you can go to balbers714, which is my birthday, at AOL.com, and leave me what you'd like to, like, my show is going to be what I love, and that is, it's going to be a metaphysical talk show, which you all know is what I have, with audience participation. That's a given. You're going to hear authors come, you're going to hear more people come, just like Hal, we're going to talk, we're not going right into readings, because I don't feel that that's the right thing of where I want to go, but I want to hear from you all, like Moon Goddess, like, you know, Walk on Water, any of my guests, and Candy, get on and chat with us. And then at the end, we'll do some reading. So tell me how you like that format. And also, I'm thinking about doing a night show. So please leave your comments and what you'd like to see me evolve in, or if you just like what I'm doing. So I have not decided what to do yet, but Hal, I have a minute. I want to thank you. You are super cool. Please, everybody, go to HES Ultimage. It's a YouTube channel. Go take a look at Hal. Subscribe to his channel. He's got, I think, down there how you get a hold of him on his web page. And everybody, I hope you enjoyed our guest and enjoyed the show. We certainly enjoyed you. So thank you, Hal, very much for coming.
Absolutely. You know, anytime.
Thanks, Hal. Bye. Bye, everyone. I'll see you actually Thursday, 1:00. We got Minnow Pond, and I love anybody who wants to talk to Minnow Pond to come on. So thank you. Have a great day tomorrow. And remember, it's my birthday lunch 2 months later. Bye.